Welcome to the EuroLeague Fantasy Podcast, ahead of round 10 of the Turkish Airlines EuroLeague. My regular co-host, Javier Cancedo, is off gallivanting in Europe, celebrating a big birthday, let's say, a birthday where you change the first number, as well as the second number in your age. So have fun out there, Javi. But with Javi gone, we're bringing in a new co-host for this week. Everyone say hello to Jeff.
Hey, everyone.
Jeff is one of our colleagues at EuroLeague.net. This is his second season working with him. And he is not quite the fantasy basketball guru than Javi is. It's quite a different approach to how he plays the game. So tell us a little bit about what you like to do with your fantasy team.
So this is just my second year actually really, truly playing the fantasy game. And I've taken a bit of a different approach. So I knew when I first started last year that I don't really know fantasy like some people have been playing it the whole time. So what I've tended to do is go for players I like. So even if they don't give me the best points, it's a bonus if they end up playing really well and get a lot of points because it's a guy that I really like to watch. So that strategy hasn't really worked in terms of trying to get me up the standings. But I mean, for example, I have Mitoglu right now, who's killing it. But I also love to watch him play. So it's kind of like a win-win situation. I've stuck with Campazzo since, the moment he was eligible to play for Zvezda last year, I've had him in my team every single week. Just because I think he's so fun to watch. So, I mean, it's not like I'm selecting some guys that will get 0 points, if you know what I mean. But at the same time, it's guys that I enjoy to watch. So, yeah, it's a bit of a different strategy. And, yeah, I'm sure Javi is shaking his head somewhere.
I can appreciate that approach. And I will say that when I am playing, there are times where I will go to my team on a Thursday a couple hours before tip-off, look at the game schedule, know what games I'm watching, whether it be for work or for my own personal enjoyment, and then try and pick out players or make changes so I have somebody on my fantasy team in the game I'm watching, so there's someone to root for. And there's also times where maybe you might have, or I have interviewed a player and he hasn't been so pleasant to deal with, and I don't want that player on my fantasy team. So we all have those situations where you may like somebody, not like somebody, and therefore want them on their fantasy team. But here's the thing, on the podcast, when I am playing for all the glory of beating Javier Cancedo, then I have to be ruthless and get the best 10 players out there every week.
Yeah, you have to be a bit cold-hearted in that sense.
That's right, that's right. That's what we are here on the EuroLeague Fantasy Podcast. So why don't you tell us about your team this season and last week and how you're doing?
So last week, I ended up getting 127.45 points, which is nothing to scream about. But I had Campazzo, Laprovittola, Mitoglu, Siobhan Shields, and Caboclo. And I put Caboclo as my captain because, I mean, one, he's an amazing player. And two, I thought, okay, after his debut against Bayern, he's going to go crazy at home, but it was a bit of a so-so performance fantasy-wise. I've stuck with Pozeko as coach just because, I don't know, he's cheap on the game, but he's so fun to watch. And then on my bench, I had Avramovic, Oscar De Silva, Andjusic, Ricci from Milan, and Pradilla. So, yeah, not the best of weeks in terms of my fantasy team. But yeah, how did you do?
I also had a rough week. I finished with 147 points. I had some bad luck. I was very happy with the way things shook out on Thursday night. I made some changes for my team between rounds 8 and 9. So you can see my team here. I love the Olympiacos guys I had Thursday night were great, but they were not my captains. Alec Peters, Mustafa Fall had great nights. Darius Thompson of Efes was my captain, and he had a solid game, 16, but not enough that I felt that I wanted to keep him with the guys I had coming on Friday. So I made Keenan Evans my captain. He had one of his worst games of the season. I put Tadas Eriksson in the starting lineup. He was ill and did not play, so I got a zero. Meanwhile, I had Johannes Thaimann, who I've been sticking with for a long time, got 25 points, but he was on my bench, so that was halved. So not my greatest week. A little bit of bad luck there. I could have been much higher had I just known that Sedekerskis was ill, not playing, and started a time, and that's 12.5 points that I gave away. Imagine if Sedekerskis had played, or Keenan Evans did not have a off night. Still 147 points. I got my 20 points out of Jelko as my coach. That helped a lot. And now we move onward. Now we move onward. So now with not 9 rounds in. If you were starting a new team or had an unlimited budget, who is your go-to player? Who's the player you would take if money didn't matter this week?
I think I would go for Gavi Deck from Real Madrid. Obviously, it's a shame that Yabusele has this knee injury that's going to keep him out for quite a while. And I think Real Madrid playing against Alba, Real Madrid just lost in the Spanish League at the weekend. So that was their first loss anywhere this season. So I think they're going to be back with a point to prove, I suppose, trying to like get that loss off their back as quick as possible. And I think it's bad news for Alba, basically. So I think Gavi Deck is going to have he's going to step up even more with Yabusele out, and yeah, I expect him to have an amazing game against Alba.
I think the trickiest thing with a team like Real Madrid is figuring out when something like that happens. Where will the minutes go, and how will she? Because there's so much talent there that that's what makes me nervous with almost all of the Real Madrid players. The depth, the quality. But Deck could be a great choice if he ends up getting an increased role. I'm going maybe too much of my reporter's hat on here, but going with Chinua Achebe, who's had an incredible season to begin with. And this week is going to face Monaco, his team from last year. And it's amazing to see how great Moneke has been and to realize that he had almost no role there last year. I don't want to speculate as to why. He was a midseason addition and just it never happened. But I know that any player of his caliber must have the fire burning inside him to want to go back to a place and show them what they missed by not giving him the minutes last year and not caring to re-sign him. I don't know the details of the signing, but just assuming that they weren't interested in him coming back. He was looking for a better opportunity, and he's proven to be an elite player. So I think that that's a great storyline. Sometimes you don't want to be tripped up by storylines, but in this case, Moneki's having an incredible season anyway. I just think that's a little bit of added spice to it. So that's the player that I wanted to make sure that I had on my team this week. And I do have my spoiler alert, I do have my team this week. What about sleepers? Who's your under the radar cheap player that you think everyone should try and get?
So I've got a few options here. I'm trying to decide which ones I should say. Well, the first one that immediately comes to mind is Isaiah Cannon. He's 7.9 credits, which is relatively cheap in the game. Olympiacos is playing against Žalgiris, and Cannon, he's scored a double-digit number of points in each of the last six games. So seems like quite a good option to me. Another one I would say is Balcerovski at Panathinaikos. He's starting to really sort of find his feet. And with Valencia coming to, pretty sure it's at Awaka. I think it should be a good opportunity for him to sort of dovetail with Lasorte up against Brandon Davies and Boubacar Touré. And Balcerovski's 8.3 credits.
It was amazing to be looking at the EuroLeague Fantasy Tip story, which was published yesterday. This week, it was all players who were 10 credit or less than 10 credits to see how much talent there is out there, because there are five guys mentioned that you've mentioned two more guys. So if you hit right on a couple of those guys, some of them are inconsistent. Some guys are who are about to come into bigger roles. But if you hit big on that, that's a big boost in the game. The player I'd recommend, who is, I believe, I did not write it down, but 9.7 credits, is Sylvain Francisco from FC Bayern Munich. He's been a player who's been plagued by some inconsistency, but at his best has looked like a budding star. And I believe that that consistency will come. He's a American-born French player, and this week he's going to play in France against against Asvel, against some of his national team teammates. I think that he will be, again, putting on my journalist hat. That's an extra reason to like him this week. He'll be a little bit, not that these players need motivation, but sometimes that when you have that little bit extra to prove, it can make the difference in a game. And that's someone who I would recommend if you have room for him on your team.
Both sound like good picks to me.
Thank you, thank you. So tell us about your team this week. What changes have you made?
So I've gone for three changes in my starting five. So I've decided to change out Caboclo for Jonathan Motley. I know Motley hasn't had the best of seasons so far, but I love how he plays. And sort of going back to what I said at the start, I sort of go for, do I like how this guy plays or not? And yeah, I think that, well, Fenerbahce is up against Virtus on the road, and with Jordan Mickey injured, Bryant Dunstan sort of a bit up there in age, I think it could be a good opportunity for Motley to get back on track. Last year he came back from injury and had 26 points when he played against Virtus, so maybe that should be a good sign. I also took out Lapuratola and I've brought in Chris Jones. So Valencia, they're playing against Panathinaikos. Last year he had 24 points when they played there, including that famous game winner. And I think with Jarrad Harper and Stefan Jovic out, it's a good opportunity for Chris to kind of dictate the offense and potentially silence the Oaxaca crowd again. And my last pick, well, my last change, I've brought in Will Clyburn in place of Siobhan Shields. I mean, Will Clyburn, he's just a straight up baller, like such a good player. He had a strong game against Milan last week. Well, last Friday, I think it was, or Thursday. All the games blended into one in the end,
Thursday, I
in the
believe it
double
was,
week.
but yeah.
And yeah, he had like 18 points, 7 rebounds. Like, I think he's starting to really understand his place and feel comfortable in Erdem Can's offense. And I think, yeah, he's such a good player that it's hard to say no. I saw him there. I had enough credits to sign him and thought, yeah, it's time to hit the Clyburn button.
And a head coach?
Head coach, I'm sticking with Poz.
I respect that.
Yeah,
I respect that.
yeah.
So I made four moves, including a head coach. When you were talking about Deck, I was thinking, my thought, as I said, was what makes me nervous is the rotation of all the players. What does not make me nervous is that Chus Mateo will be the head coach, and I believe that they're going to come out with a vengeance after losing in the Spanish league. Even though he's quite expensive, I feel like that's, the guaranteed points there, and I didn't want to start nickel and diming it and coming away. So even though it's 11.9 points, 11.9 credits, I went there. So out is Željko Obradović, and I also cut Keenan Evans, Bonzi Colson, and Sidokurskas, all quality players who had a case to stay, but I wanted to make some changes. I wanted to bring in Moneke at 14.3 credits, so I had to cut a forward and get some points. I went for Mitoglou, who you also have. Is he the next star? Is he the player that everyone now has to have? It's at 11.9 credits. I felt like I'd watch the price keep going, and he keeps producing. I didn't want to get left behind, so I went for him. And then with what I was left with, I went with Tomas Dimsa from Žalgiris for 6.6 credits. I had played a lot around with the team yesterday, working it out. There were times I had Campazzo in because I also think that he could carry a big load this week, and I wanted to have him in. There are times I tried to squeeze in Sylvain Francisco, who I mentioned before as my sleeper. But this was the best mix of everything I wanted that I came up with. And what I also like about it is when I look at my team, I have five guys playing on round one or turn one, as we call it, the Thursday night games. Including some of my, I don't want to call them weaker guys, but my less expensive guys. So that includes Tymon, who's been great. Mitoglou, but also Luis Olinda from Alba, Tamir Blatt from Maccabi, Joseph Porto from Valencia. And at this point, I don't really care. Any one of them that has the big game or the guys who have the biggest game, I can stay. And then coming off the bench, I have Moneke, I have Darius Thompson, I have Alec Peters, I have Mustafa Fall, four guys who I all want to push in there and I think will produce. So I'm very happy with the Thursday Friday balance. And although I don't know what my prime competition, in this case, Senior Gonzalo, has this week, I am optimistic that I can take him for another week.
Nice. Yeah, I'm sure Harry will be watching this and making changes.
Yes, this is a little bit unfair. He has a bit of an advantage this week, but it's okay. This can be his birthday present. So with that, I guess we will wrap it up. We will share below our social media handles, our Twitter or X, formerly known as Twitter. So again, reach out to us. Any questions, comments, things you'd like to see on the show in the future. We hope to have Javi back next week. And until then, good luck with your teams. Stay safe and be in touch.